What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Hot Shots. I'm JD. With me always is Dino and D-Paw. What is poppin', boys?
Greetings, Earthlings.
What's up, boys?
Let me tell you, I am having a little bit of a miserable time. I just got home from soaking wet, sweating, rain. I FaceTimed Dean. He saw how miserable I was. But I just want to let everybody know that I made it my goal to get here to do this podcast.
It's been a long day. Jedi.
Yeah, dude, you were at a hell of a game. Miami's up 48-0 against Bethune-Cookman.
Listen, I'm glad that I am not there anymore. It
was
raining.
What the spread was.
Really bad. No, dude, like 48? Empty. Nobody was there. Nobody was
yeah.
there. Absolutely empty. Who's going to go to a game on a Thursday night against Bethune-Cookman in Miami? I mean, come on. Should have saw that. But
nobody.
A lot to get into this week. Cubs promoted their top prospect, Pete Crow Armstrong, who has a special connection that you two might be familiar with. He's the son of the mother who played the mom in Little Big League, the film that MLB Network plays all the time about a boy who manages and owns the Minnesota Twins after it was grandfathered into his hands from his grandfather. How cool is that?
Yeah, I mean, that's dope. And to be honest, it's a dope last name, too.
Yeah, Crow Armstrong.
And the dude plays a hell of a center field. Like, I've heard about him. I didn't realize how rangy he was, but, you know, the two plays he made in Colorado the other day were pretty sick. And I think that's so cool that his mom is the mom from Little Big League. That is one of my favorite baseball movies of all time. I absolutely love that connection. That is so cool.
I love it, too, just as much as you do, dude. Honestly, the fact that, like, she had a son in the film that was owning his own baseball team, and now her son in real life is a Major League Baseball player.
So cool.
It almost seems like a fantasy.
The only thing that would have made that even crazier was if he was on the Twins.
Oh, yeah. Who knows, man? If he has a great career, maybe he winds up in Minnesota. You never know. Jason Dominguez, though, he is out for the season. And out for part of next season, too. 9 to 10 months, Jeff Passan is reporting, with a UCL tear. He undergoed Tommy John surgery today. The Yankees don't catch a break. Oh, well. It lasted for a week.
I mean, dude, it's typical. This stuff can only happen in New York, man. I'm telling you. Like, you got a small taste. It was like an appetizer, and then bang, appetizer's gone. It's like they bring out the appetizer. There's like four spring rolls, and that's it. You know what I mean? That's pretty much what it was. You know? So I'm not surprised. It sucks. The Yankees have plenty of work to do in the offseason, and trust me, they're going to have a lot of time on their hands to figure it out.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal. I mean, I know he had the power numbers in AA, but for him to come up into the bigs and hit the home runs like he did and to be as successful as he was at such a young age was awesome. And did the UCL tear happen in a game, like a throw from the outfield or something? He was an outfielder,
yes.
Isn't he? Like, how did it happen?
People are reporting back that he tore his UCL on a throw to home plate. And Jason Dominguez is known for having a pretty good arm. And the throw that people are saying that he did tear his UCL in, it was a throw that didn't really even make it to the cutoff at first base when he was throwing home. So it was kind of a questionable throw from a guy with that much skill and talent.
Yikes.
And he said that his elbow started swelling, hurting, and he was removed from the game, didn't play the next day. And then the news broke the following day with the UCL tear. So that's what happened there.
I have a hot shot.
Let's hear it.
When a guy that big gets that big really quick, the ligaments start to break down a little bit. I don't want to say it, but the Martian might be a little too big, too fast at a young age. He looks like an absolute unit. I don't want to say it, but I don't know. I'm just saying, it's kind of suspect.
A little hot take, gonna make people a little mad.
I don't care. Like, I didn't think Tatis was doing it either. But, dude, like, I go back, like, Deepa, I'm gonna ask you a real shit question, dude. If someone came to you and said, "Hey, you got to take this shit, you'll be in the bigs," do you do it?
Absolutely.
I mean, it'd be hard not to, you know. You talk about making it to the show and making a name for yourself at a young age. Some of these contracts getting thrown out after a couple of years being successful, it'd be very tempting to do it.
Yeah, I mean, look, at this point, I'd rather get busted with that than Wander or Urias' situations.
Oof. Yeah, that's kind of tough for them. Keeping in the baseball world, though, Mike Trout is reportedly going to be potentially now, people, on the trade block. Only if he wants, the Angels are willing to trade him. Now, instead of talking about all of this stuff, do you think he's actually going to ask? We talked about last week how he asked for a meeting with the front office. Was this what this was about? In my opinion, I think the only team that has a shot of getting this guy is the Phillies, because he grew up a huge Phillies fan.
He will be traded. I'm 100% certain. I'm 99.7% certain he will be traded. I do not think the Phillies will be the only team that call. I would not be surprised if the Yankees offered something stupid, because that's what the Yankees do. That's just what the Yankees do. Let's go get an aging vet who gets hurt all the time, and he'll have this amazing huge contract. With the yeah, then we'll give him $400 million. Awesome. Like, no,
why not?
It's a typical Yankee move. But if he does go to the Phillies and stays healthy, like, you might as well put your in the offseason, you might as well put your bets in now that team wins the World Series next year.
Yeah, do I think he goes? I do. I think at the end of the day, especially we've seen how quickly things can turn south in LA. I personally hope he does, because, you know, he's given almost all of his prime years to them and has nothing to show for it. So I'd like to see him move somewhere to be successful. I would hate to see him go to a place that, he can't succeed in. So it should be interesting. No salary cap in baseball, so who's really going to want to pony up the money to pay him? I mean, what if he just goes across town to L.A. again, to the Dodgers, man? Like, they never have a problem spending money, so it's – I would like to see him in Philly, though. I think that'd be a cool connection.
Now, this story right here that we're going to talk about is just absolutely crazy to even think about. That this is real. I sent it to you guys, and I thought it was a hoax. Alek Manoah was optioned to AAA a few weeks ago because he has had a horrible season for the Blue Jays, and he hasn't been able to figure out in the minors either. He was optioned to AAA. This guy reportedly never went to AAA. Scumbag scale on this guy.
What a scumbag.
I can never get over that. But I'm gonna give it like a 9.6 here. Like, the guy has sucked all year. Like, go pitch or retire.
Bro, 7-Eleven is calling your name, bro.
Like, you can get a job anywhere. Enterprise has a really good program. Like, they are always recruiting athletes. But, like, dude, don't tell me you're too big for AAA. You're too small for the pros.
Bro, honestly,
yeah, his 8+ ERA says that too.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. What are we talking about? Absolute loser. I mean, honestly, I would feel bad, but I really don't, because Alek Manoah is kind of a dick. Like, he really is. He's not a nice person.
He had that beef with Garrett Cole, too.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's kind of why I don't like him. But, like, I mean, he's always calling people out in the big leagues, and it's like, bro, that's not what it's about. Like, you guys are professionals. Like, what are we doing? Like, also, too, you're calling people out. You have an 8 ERA ever since you said tire something or pressure something you put in your tires. Buddy, you've had a 12 ERA. Where's this pressure coming from? Because it seems like you can't handle it.
Love it. Yeah, definitely a scumbag.
Yeah, go work at McDonald's, Alek Manoah, because that's your next job.
Ooh, Jedi.
Jedi's shifting coming out gears. Hot tonight.
I don't like it. Alek Manoah.
Yeah, clearly.
Shifting gears over, though, into the football world, though. Football week one has underway. The big news, obviously, Aaron Rodgers done. Achilles tendon torn. I mean, this Jets franchise, it must be cursed at this point. Zach Wilson clearly needs to step up now. But I can't get over the fact that all these people are posting memes of Aaron Rodgers highlights of him walking out with the flag. And they're like, the end. I feel bad for laughing, because I honestly was hyped up for this. My mom's a huge Jets fan. I kind of root for them, too. I mean, but you just hate to see it. I'm not going to lie. I know a lot of people don't like Aaron Rodgers, and they're kind of happy he got hurt. But I wanted to see the Jets win, man. Oh, well. Next time.
Look, there was a couple people on my trash bag of the week that were saying something about how the Jets won. And look, I'm going to be honest with you. Jets defense, top five in the league, for sure. Mm-hmm. Zach Wilson sucks. Now, if he takes the steps, yeah, if he takes the steps needed, then yeah, you can salvage this season. But if he doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to get Aaron Rodgers back next year with a torn Achilles. Most athletes can't return from that, especially at the age that he's at. Durant did it. Yes, some basketball players have done it. Justin Moore with Villanova did it. He's able to kind of, like, come away from it. But I'm going to make another hot shot here. I don't think he plays football ever again. Even though he says he's going to. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say he doesn't. The second thing is, I did feel for him when he told, is it Garrett Wilson?
Yep.
How he said, sorry, kid. Like, that kind of tugs on the heartstrings a little bit. I get that. But that's karma, dude. You wanted out of Green Bay. You were vocal about it. This is what you wanted. And it came crashing down immediately.
I feel terrible for him. I mean, I believe the Jets hype. For all of his, you know, I would say all of his transgressions, but for all of the, you know, stuff people don't like about him, I do like Aaron Rodgers. I think he's a generational quarterback and one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. And I was excited to see what the Jets could do with a real legitimate quarterback. It is brutal, man, because seeing him run out on 9/11 with the U.S. flag was so hype. And then four plays into the season, boom, like, just the complete trajectory of the season is in the shitter for him. I'm surprised they came back to win that game. If the Jets defense plays like that, I see them making it to the playoffs, like, or at least competing to make it into the wild card. You know, Zach Wilson just can't be Zach Wilson. Like, he just has to be a game manager and not turn the ball over, and that defense will keep him in every single game.
Yeah, now
defense win championships.
Yep.
I understand where people on YouTube were commenting with Houdini's trash bag. I understood what they were saying, but at the same time, Aaron Rodgers was obviously a huge piece of this team, and when he was brought on as an addition to the team, everybody said that they were going to go to the Super Bowl and win this thing. That's what all these NFL analysts said the day on First Take, Undisputed. All of them said basically the same thing, that this team was a definite playoff team. You cannot tell me that the loss of him is not a huge hurt. So everybody that was in the comments saying, are you trying to say that they're not good anymore? That's not what we're saying. But at the same time, are their Super Bowl chances where they were? Absolutely not. And if you think that, I think you're a little crazy.
Yeah, they're significantly worse without him.
Yeah, 100%. Correct. Dino, what else we got in the NFL?
Game of the week, in my opinion, Deepaw, you can pick yours. I'm not going to pick the Jets. I'm going to go with the Dolphins over the Chargers. I thought that was one of the most exciting games.
That was definitely the most exciting. Yep.
Yeah, and week one was plagued by a lot of turnovers from the offensive side. The three-game preseason, you're starting to see it a little bit. Give me your immediate feedback on the Packers. Legit?
You know, I think the Bears are bad. Jordan Love, when you look at the stats, like, he had a couple touchdown passes, but, like, he completed just over 50% of his passes against a bad Bears D. I think it's more a product of the Bears not being as good. We'll see how Love does this week, but I don't know if he's the answer just quite yet.
You had a couple other stunners. The Bengals laid an egg. Browns played kind of well. The Steelers laid an egg. Sorry to bring that up for you.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't great. Yeah.
Yeah, the Skins won. We're going to the Super Bowl. And
The Giants didn't score.
Yeah, Giants didn't score a run or a point. And on top of that, it's like, I'm so sick of people trying to pull me into this bullshit that Geno Smith was going to be a good NFL quarterback.
I mean, he was a good quarterback last year, but that was not expecting that. I missed out on a 7-way parlay because the freaking Rams dominated the Seahawks, and the freaking Bucks beat the Vikings. I was not excited about that one.
Yeah, I mean, that's the week one recap. Obviously, looking ahead to week two, week two starts to show you a lot because most 2-0 teams, like, the percentage of those teams that make the playoffs is like 65%. So,
and vice versa. Yeah,
and vice versa. So you start to kind of see a trend here in week two. The only game that I'm really interested in now is I do want to watch that Jets Cowboys game to see what that Jets offense looks like.
Yeah, that could be a battle of the defenses too. Obviously, the Cowboys shut out the Giants, and the Jets looked like world beaters, so that should be a good one. You know, call me a homer too, but Browns at Steelers Monday night. Steelers are home dogs, getting 2.5 points. You know, the Steelers don't lose at home on Monday night. And like you said, Dino, if you go 0-2, you got a very slim chance of making the playoffs. So that's a do or die game in week two for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's a double Monday night event as well. So that'll be exciting to watch. But the Cowboys have the opportunity to knock off both New Jersey teams.
A few upsets, though, in college football. Miami beat Texas A&M. Texas beat Alabama. Colorado beat Nebraska. Out of these three, these were definitely the biggest of the week. Which one surprised you guys the most?
Texas beating Alabama. And I don't want to necessarily call it an upset. I think we overuse the term upset in sports. Like, that's the 11th-ranked team over the 3rd-ranked team in the country. I know it's on the road, and that's tough to do. But it's not like you're talking about an unranked team beating Bama on the road. Texas is really freaking good. Yeah, so I don't necessarily think it's that big of an upset, but every time Saban loses at home, it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I think it's got to be Texas. I mean, yeah, talent-wise, they're like on equal level, and I think the most impressive part of that, like you said, Dean, is going into Bama to do it. Texas played them tough at home last year, and Bama came out at the end there. But they didn't have Bryce Young this year, and you know they got a new quarterback they're working in. It might be a down year in Bama if they don't figure it out pretty quick. Like, you're talking like 3 losses in Tuscaloosa, and that never happens.
Now we're going to be moving over into a new segment here on Hot Shots. It's time for Truth or Fluke. This is where we're going to take all the sports and see if something is the truth or is it just a fluke. First up, the Bengals struggle.
Yeah, this one for me is a fluke. I think they just had a bad week one. I just don't see any way that Joe Burrow and that offense don't win football games. So I think this one's a fluke.
So you're not concerned with the calf?
I am not.
You know, I agree with you, Dean. I think it's a fluke. Between the two, I think it's a fluke. If you look back at the past couple of years, they historically start a little bit slower. I mean, the year they went to the Super Bowl, I think they were like 1-3 or something like that. So the only thing concerning me, Jedi, is the calf. Like, is he 100%? Is that thing going to linger for a month and a half and maybe they get a little bit too far behind in the standings? But if I had to pick, I would say that's a fluke.
Next up on for us, the Texas Rangers struggles. This is a team that played well all year and now is struggling at the very end to where they might fall out of a playoff race to where they were winning their division the whole year. Is this the truth or a fluke?
This is a truth. And this is concerning for a team that had a comfortable playoff lead, so to speak, like comfortability-wise within getting in. I don't think their spot right now is comfortable at all. And with Scherzer going down for the year, and now he's probably not going to pitch in the playoffs. I don't know if this team has enough anymore. Adolis Garcia is down. I don't know if this team has enough.
Houdini, we agree again. I think this is truth. You can tell they're pressing. You know, they were one of the best offensive teams in baseball for the majority of the season. And now that it's crunch time, they've lost a couple games. The bats have gone cold. So you get this huge Scherzer injury. They start pressing, trying to hit a little bit more. I think it's the truth.
I agree with you guys completely. This is totally the truth. Last up for truth or fluke, Colorado's success. Is Deion Sanders legit? I'll start us off. This is the truth.
This is a truke.
That's not an answer.
Nice.
Why not?
You didn't give it truth or fluke, not truke. You don't get to combine words.
Why not? I gave it a truke. Okay, fine. According to football purposes, I'm going to put this in as a fluke. And I know it's going to come across as a surprise. I'm not talking about motivational skills, recruiting skills, all that stuff. I'm just saying, I think when they come play some big boys, USC, Oregon, who's the other one that they got? They got a tough matchup coming up. Utah. Like, we're going to find out what they're made of, but I'm not 100% sold on the success yet. I'm 100% sold on Deion, but I'm not 100% sold on them being a top 10 perennial team every year?
You know, if it's strictly based off 2 weeks of the season, I think it's the truth. But they haven't played anybody. Yeah, they beat TCU, who's ranked. They lost a ton of people. It's not the same TCU squad from last year that was in the national title. And Nebraska, which, you know, that enough said. So we'll see. Dino, you bring up a great point. Do it against the big boys, and it completely changed my mind.
Now, normally we end this with Dino's final thought, and we're going to get to that in a second. But I got a final thought that I need to get out. Josh Donaldson was called up by the Milwaukee Brewers, and after having an atrocious tenure with the New York Yankees, batting under 200 in the OPS with, like, probably in the 600s, I don't know exactly, but he was pretty bad, don't get me wrong. This dude has the audacity to have a 950 OPS in AAA with the Brewers and then get called up and proceed to hit home runs and bat 300. I don't get it. I am more concerned now. Is this a Yankees problem, or is this, I can't handle New York? What is going on? I can't handle this stuff anymore. I hate Josh Donaldson, by the way. Josh Donaldson, if you're looking at this, which you probably aren't.
He's definitely not, but if he is,
get him.
If he is, you suck.
And also, what are you doing listening to this? Like, you should be going to practice hitting because you need practice. Like, get off of this.
Yeah.
You know, some guys just can't handle New York, man.
I can't handle it. But Dino, what's your final thought?
My final thought is kind of just like, it's general sports in general. Like, every day when I turn on SportsCenter, right, I want to see highlights. And all it's turned into is talk shows with a bunch of no-name people. And it just seems like ESPN has fired all the good ones. I don't really want to hear Stephen A. debate anymore with Shannon Sharp, Max Kellerman, Skip Bayless. Who's next? Right? Like, I want to see highlights on SportsCenter. Stephen A.'s show is Stephen A.'s show. Pat McAfee's show is Pat McAfee's show. But when it comes to SportsCenter, like, find me the next Stu Scott. Find me the next Van Pelt. That's the only SportsCenter I watch is Van Pelt at midnight. Because all the other ones are garbage. That's my final thought.
Couldn't agree with you more, Dean. And, you know, gone are the days of being able to turn on SportsCenter and strictly watch highlights, man. Even just like over the past summer, you know, when baseball was really the only sport going on, you'd maybe get like a couple baseball highlights of legit like 18 seconds. They'd be like a home run and like showing like maybe a double play and like a strikeout. Boom, done. That's it. And like, I loved those days in the summer growing up when like SportsCenter would show highlights and then Baseball Tonight would come on at like 10 or 11 afterwards too. And just strictly all baseball highlights. It was the best.
Well, that was another episode of Hot Shots. Make sure to follow us on social media at Hot Shots Podcast. Until next time, see you then.